Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again here on the air, in the chat room, texting, and tweeting, and there's so much happening out there, so much to get involved with. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, you know what? Monday through Friday. Head over to the JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. That's a website. We have a lot going on up there, a lot of information there. Basically, it'll let you know when the shows are coming on, who's going to be on the show, who the guests are, what we're going to be talking about in a lot of ways, and again, just a lot happening. If you want to, I want to get this stuff out of the way quick. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com where you could. You've got Mike Lindell who's been beating his brains out to make sure that you and I have. We can support somebody who supports us. We can support somebody who's truly on our side. Stop giving your money to these organizations that, frankly, they hate you. They hate what you stand for. They hate what you think. They hate how you think. Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up. These are great places to go, or this is a great site to go on, to buy from somebody who supports you. To buy from somebody whose profit, right, is going to go into making sure that the things you support have the money, frankly, have the money they need to do for you, for them. I know, tongue-tied. For you to have to do the right thing. MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll get 30 to 70% off. And I'm telling you, man, seriously. It's product that's made here in this country. You're keeping people in this country working. And it's worth it. It's worth every... look, dog beds. Somebody told me the other day that they have one of the dog beds. They love it. They almost want to sleep on it themselves. I'm not so sure I would do that. It's comfortable, it's nice, and all of that, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, Joey B's at it again. I don't know if some of you caught some of his latest stuff, but, I mean, sweet Jesus, we're on the brink. I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but we are on the brink of a World War III type of scenario. You've got Joe Biden, who really doesn't know where he is half the time, who we're having a war with. I mean, literally telling Hamas, do they have to learn how to shoot straight? Are you with me on this? They have to shoot straight. I'm sitting there scratching my head and going, my God, who's writing these lines for him? Oh, nobody, that's right. It's in his head. And there was a group of, I guess it was reporters that went. They went to the morgue, one of the morgues in Israel. They saw these babies that had been beheaded. I mean, how much of a coward do you have to be? How much a piece of earth scum do you have to be to take on an innocent baby like that? Boy, aren't you a man? Aren't you macho? Right? Beating, raping, torturing, setting on fire teenage girls. What a man you are. Seriously. But today, Dutch, I love it. 12 Israeli women wiped out over 100 Hamas. over 100, you know, Hamas, what do you want to call them? Fighters? Whatever? Think about, let that sit in for a second. Talk about a shot to the ego, right? I mean, these guys want to put women in the burqas and, you know, they're second-class citizens. You can beat them. You can do whatever you want with them. Talk about being property. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. It makes me sick. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Oh, God bless. And you can't trust... I mean, yeah, just the Democrats. Can you believe the group of Democrats that are actually supporting Hamas, supporting Palestine? Come on, think it through. Never going to end till you make it in, till you force it, till you make sure that people are paying attention and listening. We have to. We have to stop. Playing number two. We have to stop sitting in the background thinking, oh, it'll work itself out. It's not working itself. It hasn't worked itself out. It's not going to work itself out. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate it. You know, the squad, what is it, the Jamal Bowman? Remember him, the Democrat, the Republican? The one who did the fire alarm. Remember he lied about it? Totally lied about it. Didn't have two brain cells to put rub together to figure out that there was a camera in the doorway. So I'm going to see your host. Maybe somebody can calm me down after the break. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I mean that, sincerely. I love it when you guys are on. I love it when you're engaged. I love it when you're in a chat room, you know, talking about, well, I prefer you talk about what we're talking about, but sometimes you talk about recipes. That's okay, too. What can I say? Anyway, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring around my co-host every Friday. Come on, smile. It ain't that bad. Sonya Schmidt joins me to discuss the crazy issues of the day. The crazy things going on that sometimes we feel we have no control over, but I think we do. I think if we would just get off our little or big tushies and actually get out there and make a difference, tell your friend. You know, it was funny, Sonia, earlier today I had a parent call me about an issue and said, you know, I was talking to my friends about it, and they didn't know this, and they didn't know that, and they didn't know this. And I said, because they don't keep up on it like you do or I do.
Right,
and
right.
Maybe that's your job sometimes, is you need to tell your friends and neighbors about it.
If you have the patience to do that, I think that that's a great job for somebody to have. I personally, when I hear that somebody is so far behind the eight ball I just like, I like slap my head and because like, there's too much to teach at this point. But if you have the patience to fill them in on all that they've missed out on in the past 2 years, if not more, that's a great service to all of us. Trust me.
You know, I mean, seriously, what have you been in a coma for 2 years? I mean, seriously?
Exactly. Exactly what rock were you under? Because trust me, I do believe that ignorance is bliss sometimes. And I often think that, golly, I wish I was under that rock because, and I'm not even up on this stuff. The only reason I bone up as much as I do is because I know I'm going to come and have to sound halfway intelligent with you on Friday night.
You always sound, don't give me that. You always sound intelligent.
I may sound somewhat amusing, but intelligent? I don't know. I just have my opinions. But you can't have an even opinion if you don't know something that's going on. And there's so much going on. I mean, I'm telling you, you're looking at a woman who hasn't slept in over 20 days since this whole World War III has started. I can't get enough of it. And my daughter was asking me why, you know, why do I? But I'm genuinely interested in this. I guess, you know, I genuinely, and she says also, we were raised in an age of where news was sort of real. News was a part of the family. I don't remember a day in our household that my parents didn't have on CBS or, you know, when it was valid, you know. So I think that news is a part of our growing up. But I'm also genuinely interested in it. And when it gets this crazy with the personalities that we have in effect, like Biden, what do you call him, Joey B?
I call him Joey B.
It can't get any. I wish it weren't so serious because it's a comedy show waiting to happen.
Yep. No, I totally agree with you with the way they. Do you remember James Carville?
Yes, I do.
You know, he's married to a Republican. He's married to a staunch Republican.
I know. And in fact, I was asked to try to recreate a show like that in Hollywood.
Did you?
It was
a mixed marriage, right?
It was a mixed political party, but it was also the show I was asked to be on was a mixed racial couple as well. And I'm just telling you, I don't know how it works. Hats off to them for doing it. I'm pretty sure they have separate homes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they don't sleep in the same room, the same house, the same neighborhood.
Boy, you're not kidding, right? I mean, so James Carville, you know, he's been riding the Democrats, talking about their messaging and what they're doing and how far left that they've gone, and they need to stop.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, and he came out, not against Biden, but he came out against the message and the way that Joe is talking to people and how his poll numbers are tanking, and they turned on him. The Democrats
really
turned on him.
They turned on Carl.
Oh, they're like, shut up, stop talking, you're old news, leave us alone.
Oops.
You know? So, anyway, I'm loving it. They're starting to eat their own. You should just sit there and watch.
I love it when they eat their own. Right. I love it when they eat their own. But, I mean, he's a, he's an icon in their party. He did a lot for their party, and not good stuff. So he's right up their alley. I can't believe, that's great that they even turned on him.
Well, what's really funny is, not only did they turn, many of them, some reports from insiders have said, many of them agreed with Carville about
the
issues
that Biden's
having, but they won't say it publicly.
You're not supposed to say it out loud. That is a big problem. And they're starting to eat their own. And I don't know what they want to be said, you know. And they can't. You can fool some of the people some of the time. You know, they're seeing it. They are seeing it. This party is a mess, and as much as they spend airtime talking about how much the Republicans, they just loved it before we had a Speaker of the House. They just couldn't talk enough about what a clown show this all was.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden we got us a Christian conservative. They were like, we didn't see that coming.
No. I got to tell you honestly, I didn't see that coming.
Me either.
If you don't believe that God has a sense of humor, look at the speaker.
Let me tell you, it wasn't Bannon. It was somebody. It wasn't even Lindell, but somebody I heard talking about his placement. Mike Johnson, is that his name? And they said,
Mike Johnson.
If God's hand wasn't in this, we were so wrapped up into every little minutia of what was going on in this and listening to the left stream scream media about this. We were so wrapped up in it, and God was just going, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. He's just doing his little providential thing that we didn't even think of. Never heard of this guy. I never heard of this guy.
No. Well, maybe it wasn't him. Do you remember the guy that yelled out liar during...
That was not him.
No, that was Mike something or other. But his name was Mike, right?
I think so, but that was not him. This guy's a wonderful speaker.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, they were freaking out
because he was talking so much about God the other night.
Oh, my gosh. He brought God in the house. But I have to ask you, and I said when this happened, I was going to ask you this question. I don't want to get too... I know that I can be naive. We've already established that. I can be a little gullible and optimistic. So
wait a minute. Commercial's coming.
All right, I'll ask you after the break.
Don't screw it up, because I forget it. Joe Messina, your co-host, and Sonia Schmidt also with us tonight. Got a lot more to talk about. Be back in a minute.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Law enforcement in Maine is actively pursuing 500 leads and tips in their ongoing search for Robert Card. The 40-year-old Army reservist is accused of allegedly killing 18 and injuring dozens of others during a shooting incident at a bowling alley and bar in Lewiston, Maine. A delegation of U.S. senators is concluding their visit to the Texas-Mexico border. Senator Mike Lee of Utah expressing surprise at encountering so many unaccompanied girls.
A substantial majority of the women and girls brought up through this process are sexually assaulted along the way.
Border Patrol agents telling the senators that halting the surge of illegal immigration will require a policy shift. Combining flu and COVID shots might pose a potential risk for strokes in older adults. A study funded by the FDA discovered that older adults who received last year's COVID booster alongside a high-dose flu shot may face an elevated stroke risk. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? You got to do the right thing no matter what. I mean, seriously. You got to do the right thing because it doesn't matter who's looking at you. You know, real integrity is when you do the right thing no matter who's watching. And not only that, it shows you have a conscience. It shows that you really do care about the truth. You really do care about making sure that you're doing the right thing, that you believe in doing the right thing, and you don't care who thinks what. I personally only care about what, at the end, what God thinks. Did I do the right thing? Did I protect His children? Did I do what He wanted me to do to make sure all kids, all people in the community are flourishing? I don't really care what the individual person says just because they don't agree with something I'm thinking. Here's someone who always agrees with me. Come on, we have some fun with that, right? We both know better.
It's what you pay me for.
Don't cash any of them checks.
Here's the thing, and I don't want to jump on the story that you just told me, but there's a reason how we know or have that nudging that we're doing what God told us to do, and it's or wants us to do in everyday situations. And it's not saying that you're going to get it perfectly right all the time, but we have that Holy Spirit in us that comes from dedicating our lives to Christ, and then you have that sort of prompting to know which way you go and doing the right thing and doing. And if you ain't got that, you're just like on your own thinking, I'm a good person, right?
I'm sorry, this is an edumacated show. They don't use the word ain't. Ain't got that. We believe in edumacation here.
I'm sorry. Last week
you must be a public school graduate. That's what the problem is.
No, my parents come from the South. It's a miracle I speak. I mean, the deep South. It's a miracle I speak English at all.
You know what? I got to look. I don't know. You know comedians, right? There's a comedian by the name of Jerry Clower. Okay.
I don't know.
He's very funny. A big, round, white guy from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he'll say something. And I have to look at Tammy, because Tammy's from the South.
Like, translate.
Translate, please. I mean, I have no idea what this guy... There was one guy talking about a boiled chicken, okay? But because he has such a bad accent, he kept saying a bald chicken.
Bald chicken,
and I look at Tammy,
right.
I said, I've never seen a bald chicken.
Oh.
He said, he's not saying bald, you idiot.
Bald chicken.
Boiled chicken. Yeah, people learn how to speak English. Anyway...
You know what? You guys just talk funny on the East Coast.
Oh, that's true, too.
We got it right.
Right. Yeah, we don't have the accent.
Well, luckily I teach my grandchildren how to be bilingual in that case. So they would know that would know that bald chicken is boiled chicken. Or you could also say burled chicken.
Yeah, no. I have a hard enough time. Just let's keep it as simple, stupid English as we can.
Okay.
All right. You're going to make a statement before we went to break. And you didn't write it down, did you? Huh.
No. And I'm so tired. Oh, yes. I totally remember.
Oh.
When we were talking about this left-handed or right-handed swipe surprise out of nowhere that we got with Mike Johnson.
We were looking at
Jim Jordan. That was our great white savior, if you will. And then they threw this Emmer guy on us, who, looking at him further, for those of us who didn't know, realized that we were back in Boehner or Paul Ryan categories with this guy. Luckily, that didn't last long, and Trump came out and said, no, he's not the one. And I don't know how much influence that had, but shortly after, this guy bailed. And we were like, now what? And then we get this guy, Mike Johnson. Now, I don't know how many of your listeners, I will plead ignorance on this one.
Uh-oh.
I never heard of the guy. I never saw him. I never heard him speak. But then I heard him speak. And the first thing this guy brings up is the Word of God. This guy starts talking Scripture. He starts talking the Constitution. He seems like the real deal. And then more people come out and talk about what a decent... I mean, the words they're using, even when they go, look, I don't agree with him on everything, but mostly everything. He's a really strong conservative, but he's a really fair guy. He listens a lot, and he's very strong. And then they were talking about his voting record, which sounds as conservative or more than you can get that in our recent times. So my question to you, that was the recap.
Wait a minute. When you said you were going to do the show with me, you never said there were going to be tests.
Well, women don't tell you everything.
That's
Joe,
true, too. I'll give you that
as
one.
As you know. Okay, so here. No, but this is only a question to you because you know me and you know how naive and hopeful, stupidly optimistic I can be. Because I think the last time we were talking about it was with Boehner, maybe. And I was like, but he's going to, but he's going to be so wonderful. Then he turned out to be this crying drunk who was as bad as alleged. Let me clean that up.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, there you go.
But, so, am I being naive? Am I jumping the happiness gun here? Am I pulling the trigger on that too soon? Or could this guy be the real deal? Are we going to go down the next Paul Ryan, Boehner?
My crystal ball stopped working when I got saved. But on top of that, let me tell you what I did. To your point, was it really watching the guy? Really didn't feel like he wanted a position. He just wanted to do his job. I went back and started looking at him when he's on these committees, when he's on these, hearing committees. He's a bulldog. He is as tough, if not tougher, than Jordan, frankly.
Yes.
And he doesn't give anything up, and he lays into it, and he goes for it, and he's just there. So if
he acts
as speaker the same way he acts in council, one of those committees, then I think we're going to have some strong things happen.
He wasn't searching for the job. He was just, this is a man that just does his thing. Talk about that. And that's what you were saying. You were talking about integrity. When you open this next segment about doing what you do because it's the right thing to do and because it's what God told you to do, not because people are watching necessarily. And that's what integrity is, and that's what it sounds like this guy has my grandson, that was one of his vocabulary words in karate, and he used to pronounce it integrity because he was 4 years old. But it sounds like this man has integrity.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
I'm hoping. Right?
But you know me, I always go to that happy dance place.
Well, look, I really do hope. I hope he comes soon. We got to give him a couple of weeks here to see what he does. If he again, if he acts like he does on the committees, you're going to see a lot happen.
I think so.
Right. If he's just another rhino, I don't know.
Why would he go from being who he was to a rhino? Now, I also heard, and this may or may not happen, but I heard that he was going to hold him over and have him do some work. And a lot of the good guys on our side are happy to do that. They don't need to go on vacation. They want to work.
Yeah, they've got a lot of work to get done. They really do.
A lot, and that's the good guys on our side. The grown-ups know that they do, and they don't mind that. And we talked about this on the break briefly, and you might want to clear this up, but they were saying that he voted against the funding of, I heard, and this is probably misinformation, but that he had voted against the funding of Ukraine each and every time, and now he's voting for it. So you said that's not correct.
No, he voted for it the first time it came up. He's voted against it each and every other time because he wants accountability, or he wanted accountability.
Which is all we ask for.
It's all we ask. I want to know where the money's going. I want you to prove it. I want to make sure nobody's getting rich off it and why they aren't further along and what they're doing. He just had a whole bunch of questions. I'm believing and hoping that now that he's got the gavel, he's going to stop and he's going to go, okay, I can make sure there's accountability here. This is what the money's for. Show us, before I release this cash, show us that you're okay with it. If he doesn't do that, then he's no better than McCarthy.
That's right. Because Congress, they're the poor McCarthy child. That's a whole nother subject.
We're going on break. We're going to be back in a minute.
Can we laugh at him when I get back?
You can say whatever you want to when we get back. You better be there when we get back, though. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Go see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Yeah, see, I tell you, people in the chat room are smarter than I am, right? They're talking right, main shooter was found dead. We heard that. I think he knew that was going to happen. He had already put out a suicide note. But let me see what she has to say about it, if she's been following it. Sonny Schmidt joins me. It's my co-host every Friday. Always appreciate her time with me. You heard that, Sonya, right? I guess he was found dead today. Do you care? Are you there?
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Wait a minute. Are you Sonya?
No, this is so weird.
To you. God.
Okay, yeah. Wait a second.
Yeah, you only treated her that way because you're black. No, I only treated her that way because you're a woman. I mean, what can I tell you?
So wait a second. All right. So I just put in my retainer.
Yeah.
Was that on the air?
I don't believe so. I didn't click you in until. Yeah, I don't think I didn't see it.
Okay. Yeah, but you're not paying attention.
You sound like every other woman in my life. You're not paying attention.
You don't notice me. But I'm sitting here watching your show and being thoroughly amused.
Are you saying I amuse you?
I amuse you like I'm a clown? I make you laugh? But I had no idea I thought this was the last segment. It's so weird.
Wow. Well, this is the last segment of this hour.
No, the prior I meant. The prior.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at that.
I have to go get my probiotics and my high blood pressure medicine, and so my mind was elsewhere. Okay, what was the question again?
Really? Ask me a question, remember? Or say something.
No, I did. I asked you, and you said, we clarified it. I asked if I was being too naive when it came to this Mike Johnson guy.
Oh.
And you answered it.
Did I? Wow.
Yes.
All right.
You said we're both kind of hopeful.
Apparently, your satisfaction, because, you know.
I think so. You didn't make me sound like a knucklehead like you did the last time I was so naive about the speaker.
No. The last time I made you feel like a knucklehead is when you were all excited about that. What was it? The Promise to America? Remember that?
The Promise to America.
That was...
I was like, oh, it's going to be just like Newt Gingrich. It's going to be so great.
And I said, yeah, you can use it for toilet paper.
They're That's what you said. That's exactly what you
said. And I still have that clip 2 months later. You said, yeah, I used it for toilet paper like you said yesterday.
I was crestfallen. I just went in and out. You dash a black woman's dreams.
People want to believe in their government. They want to believe that they're going to be safe. They want to believe they're going to... We can't believe any of that anymore. We have no... All right, I'm not going to paint with this broad of a brush. All right?
I don't want to believe in my government. I want to believe that if you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it.
So we want to believe in the people we send there. How's that? Maybe not the whole government. But when you send certain... my congressman is Mike Garcia. And I don't agree with everything he does, but for the majority of it, I know where he's coming from, I know where his heart's at, and I know what he's pushing for. I can live with that. But when you got these boneheads up there, again, censure Tlaib. Censure AOC. Censure these people that are really holding up the Palestinians or Hamas as
I don't know if you censor them.
What's that?
You think censor them. I want to hear every crazy thing that comes out of their mouth, to be honest.
I would agree with you if it actually made a difference. But it doesn't make a difference. Either people don't care or they just don't believe it even when they hear it come out of their mouths.
Well, I tell you what. It shows you how many people agreed with them and how many people don't care. I think oftentimes when you see darkness like that, man, the light just like exposes that.
Yeah.
It's like turning on the light in the kitchen and all the cockroaches are there. Now, what you do with it, that's a whole different ball of wax.
Yep.
But it sure shows you that this woman, Rashida Tlaib, whatever her name is, wasn't willing to condemn Hamas for cutting off the heads of babies.
Right.
But she was willing to cry her little eyes out.
She would. You saw that clip where the woman was shaking in the hallway.
Saying,
what's your comment?
Disgusting.
What's your comment? She would comment on it. And then she perpetuates a lie that the AP has already put down is not truth.
Not true.
Right? And she's still running out there and saying, you know, they bombed the hospital. No, they didn't. Now you're lying. And your lie could perpetuate more violence. So why aren't you in jail along with the January 6th people?
But that what that does is it exposes all the news organizations, all the people, all the colleges, all the organizations like the BLM also side with them. So if you had any question about your donation, people, BLM trying to do a good thing, it's all been exposed. So I don't have a problem with them speaking out. I don't have a problem with
the money is. You know, you remember, it was guys like me. They were pummeling, and I was enjoying it so much, believe it or not. And I'm going, why are you giving your money to these people? They will do nothing for you. All they've done so far is destroy and riot. What makes you think, what school have they been to? Where have they been?
We were the bad guys for trying to tell my daughter, one of my daughters, was not even, my daughter's half Jewish. Her father's Jewish. She went to a BLM a rally, had the pictures, had the souvenirs, had the whole thing. And I said, no, I believe that Black Lives Matter. I just don't believe in supporting a communist, Marxist, anti-family group. There's a black conservative. He's so funny. I don't know that he means to be that funny. Because, and it's run by a couple of fat black lesbians. Like, oh my gosh.
And wasn't it started by a white guy, though? Totally started?
Probably. As all of our, you know, all of our black things are. Jesse Peterson. See, Jesse Peterson. And he thinks that's so funny, and it really is. But how do you support a group like that, and then when they comes out, and then when they squander the money, they use it so inappropriately. None of that money goes to help any black lives that I know of.
Well, yes, it No. I can't.
Oh, I know. You're right. You're right. I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. I can't let you lie on the show. The president was able to buy herself two
nice
homes
house.
In an affluent white neighborhood of San Fernando Valley for $6 million
yes,
bucks.
Yes, indeed.
You can't say it didn't do any good. It didn't help any
black
folks.
That's true. That's true. It's
all right.
It's it.
God bless.
So I don't know how we get duped every single time, but when they came out and supported Hamas during this past couple of weeks, but I have to tell you, there are a lot of black people, and because there are a lot of black people who only see through the prism of color, and because Hamas and the Palestinians, which is a misnomer in itself, now that I'm doing more history on this.
Ari, I got to pause you for a second, because I love when you do this. It's funny how you're willing to admit that there was so much you didn't know, and you know, as the days are going on, you're being...
I went to public school. I don't know nothing. What I do know is that the left has lied to me all my life, which has turned me to the right. So anytime I hear them, I hear their narrative, I always research it or I go opposite. The same way I found out more about Ronald Reagan is I was working in Hollywood when he passed away, and I never saw such hatred in my life than I saw in Hollywood for Reagan.
But were
Reagan.
You surprised by it? That's the question they
asked. I didn't. Yes, because I was raised in the hood, so in the hood, we were told that Reagan was virtually the Antichrist. I was a kid. We were told that he was a right-winging Antichrist who was going to get us all into this thing called Star Wars, which was going to kill us all. So I spent many, many years during the Reagan years scared to death, okay? Didn't hear much about him. They made fun of Nancy with the don't say no, I mean, just say no. Really didn't think much of Reagan. The whole, until he died. And at that point, cut to, as we say in Hollywood, flip to, I'm in Hollywood, and I'm watching these liberals who I'm already starting to look at and going, I don't know what these people are. They're weird. They're just hateful, ungrateful, strange people who I don't want to be like. So they started the most hateful talk, the most hateful rhetoric that you can imagine about a dead president. Now, I didn't like Clinton at the time, but I would have never been gleeful about his death. There's just certain things
but
that you don't...
That's a big difference. You, the right is never, quote-unquote, gleeful about bad things happening to people on the left. I don't want... Listen, I used to say it about Obama. He's somebody's dad. He's somebody... You know what I'm saying? I don't want anything bad to happen to
We're
him.
We're not that... And that's what I learned in Hollywood. That's what I learned in Hollywood, is I don't know what I am, but I know I'm not you guys. So I started paying attention.
We're at that time that you like so much. At the top of the hour, you can go ahead and, I don't know, finish your food, do whatever you're going to do.
I'm going to
be back and see
these
people. Don't go far. Sony will still be with us when we return at the top of the hour.
Take my time.